This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are back here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Weekend kickoff rolling on. We do have two preseason games in action this evening. Right now, Carolina Panthers taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also on the line with us right now, we've got a special teams coaching legend and Bobby April joining us. So happy to hear from you, Coach. Thank you so much for the time. Welcome in.
Thank you, Steve. And how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Coach. Great to talk to you. On my way back from Mississippi, so we've got to catch up a little bit. Before we get into the special team stuff, we had Coach O on a couple days ago, and he's seriously thinking about coming back if the right situation is there. That happened to you, too. You walked away for a little while and then came back. And so the itch, I could tell him, Parcells said it best, coaching is like a narcotic. You can never really get it out of your system, but I knew eventually, somehow, some way, Coach O would be back in coaching, and I think he will pretty soon.
Well, I talked to him this morning, and he had told me a while back that he was going to get in, and I'm really happy about it. I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for the game because the guy is a phenomenal coach and great for football, great for the game, and I'm just happy as heck. Somebody's going to be very lucky to get him in their program and work with their players.
Coach, one of the things we talked about, and I think it's the biggest change in the game, college and pro football, is, okay, for a punter at one time, just get it inside the 20. That was good. Now they want you to get it inside the 5. But the thing about field goals is unbelievable when you think of the numbers. Back in 2014, 50 yards or more, there were 34 field goals made in 2014 of 50 yards or more. Last year, 234.
That's
and
amazing.
20 of them,
I didn't know that stat, yeah.
20 of them over 60 yards. Coach, kind of explain to everybody, how did that happen so quickly in this game? We had some strong leg kickers before, and we didn't see what we're seeing today at both the pro level and the collegiate level.
Well, you know, that's an amazing statistic. I would think you'd have to look at things from a historical standpoint for the most part. You know, we grew up in an era where the two guys that are in the Hall of Fame, Jan Stenerud and Morten Andersen, you know, as they came up as kickers, I mean, they were good kickers, but I looked this up because I knew you wanted to talk about the kicking game. Jan Stenerud, I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame. He had a 66% field goal career, and Morton had a 79. Nowadays, I mean, the last couple of years, almost the whole league's over 80%, and a third of the league's over 90%. So, you know, these guys have definitely gotten better, but what you're kind of asking is, you know, why they've gotten stronger, I think, right? I mean, you're wondering, how in the heck has this thing been backed up so far where they're such a weapon from way out? And I think, you know, when you were growing up and you grew up in Raceland, there wasn't a whole lot of people playing soccer in those days, right? And you're a young man. And you're a young man. So the thing about it is, I mean, in the old days when we come up, we got it stuck in our head from birth, so it's in our DNA about the kicking game. I mean, a lot of the guys, as we were kids coming up, you know, they all played a different position. Paul Horning, Frank Gifford. I might be aging myself a little bit on some of those names, but, you know, George Blanda, those guys, they all played a regular position. And I think over time, the specialist mentality, how important that phase was to a football team, I think the trajectory really changed when I don't remember the years it was. I think it was in the 80s when Pete Gogolak came over from he might have been an American kicker. I think he was at Princeton or something. But he was a soccer-style kicker. And that kind of changed the trajectory of things. They could kick it further. They could do – now, Tom Dempsey proved that wrong. But you know, that kind of changed the game. And I think so many things. I mean, I could talk forever. You guys would never get a word in, but there's so many things that have happened, I think, since the 80s and 90s, to kind of accelerate the climb, to where now it's off the charts. I mean, there's a lot of factors. We can talk about them, but I want to get your questions in on what, you know, you guys want to talk about for your show. And by the way, thank you for having me on. It's always an honor, and makes a guy from Chalmette feel very fortunate to be on.
How about a 70-yard field goal? Cam Little did it. I watched him at Arkansas, and there were people there at Arkansas that said in practice he was kicking 72, 74-yard field goals, and he was accurate with it. Okay, it was a preseason game, and so it's not in the books. But to you, right, to kick a 70-yard field goal, and listen, that's not going to happen everywhere. It's got to be the right situation for you to get in there to kick a 70-yard field goal. But that, to me, Coach, that's unbelievable that you could have that accuracy. And if you watch the kick, he actually cleared it about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, it's almost comparable to Jim Ryan's breaking the 4-minute mile. You know, you look at it and go, that's impossible. You know, it went. People thought about the 4-minute mile at that time. The human body couldn't do it. You know, it was impossible. And I kind of think that way even right now about 70-yarders. And I've never seen a guy kick a 70-yarder. I guess I've been out of the league too long. But that is unbelievable. I would love to know, his pedigree of how he come up and, you know, the – Mike and Steve, the thing that these guys have that the kickers, as we grew up following football, what they have and what they've had the last decade, you know, coming in from high school and everything else. You know, I was joking about seeing people play soccer in Raceland when you were coming up, but I bet they got a lot of kids playing soccer now. In
they
the
do.
Goosebumps.
Yes, they
and
do.
They when you
it's
were coming
a big
up,
thing.
Right?
No, when I was coming up.
Thing.
You know how I saw soccer on TV with Pele?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
There was none of that being played in the area and, you know, in South Louisiana. Nowhere. Anywhere.
Nowhere. Ever. So, you know, now these kids, I mean, I got a four-year-old playing soccer. You know, so I would think, you know, between the strength training, you know, and then they come up and they're kind of, you know, they can kind of tell when they're prodigies, you know, so when they're 11 or 12 years old and they're great kicking the ball in soccer, you know, they start going to camps and they got camps all over the country. And some people like Kicking World and Cole's Kicking, and I mean, they are multi city kicking camps, you know, 50, 40 in different cities, just that one place. And so I would think the guys that can kick like that have had, you know, first of all, I mean, they're prodigies, you know, as kids, and the people somewhere along the line get them refined a little bit more. And then not just youth soccer, but they didn't have any soccer, I don't think, in high schools. I mean, I don't know about it because I don't know about soccer. I'm just saying I know all the guys that come to you now, at least when I was coaching, they all come up in soccer. You know, they all started in soccer. There's not many guys that played, you know, a tight end at South Lafourche, and then he went to Nickel State, and then he wanted to start kicking, you know, no matter how strong his leg was. That didn't, you know, that's not going to happen. So they come up with a lot of, you know, a lot of advantages. I think other advantages that they, I can give you a story of a couple of guys. I remember Gary Anderson, Mike Webster, the great, you know, the great Mike Webster, who kind of his concussions and everything led to all the serious brain medical stuff that we have today. I remember Gary Anderson, when I first went to the Steelers, he told me, he said, man, he said, when I had Mike Webster, he would tell, I had to get, after practice, Mike would say, I'm going to give you 5 snaps. That's it. And I'm going in. That was his snapper. That was his snapper for 3 or 4 years in Pittsburgh, you know? And at one time, another Anderson, Norm Anderson, he told me, you know, Jim Zorn, when he first got in the league, was his holder. And Jim Zorn, he said about half the time, he said he was a great guy, but about half the time, while the ball was coming back and he was holding for the field goal, Jim would be cussing and fussing and fuming because they didn't convert the third down. You know, a guy dropped the ball, you know, guy ran a wrong route, guy didn't make a block, he got sacked. And he was ticked off about what happened on third down. And he's griping about it as the play's happening and Norm's kicking a field goal. In today's world, you know, which was smart by special teams coaches, they had the punters, who were specialists, be the holders. The snappers, that's a position on the roster. You know, you're not taking – I think the last guy that really he was a great player, he's in the Hall of Fame, is Bruce Matthews. He's the last guy I know, and he played – you know, he's been in the Hall of Fame a long time. He played in a – you know, through the, I guess, late 90s maybe. He played guard, and he snapped. But he was a rare bird, you know. I mean, he was a rare bird. He was 2- or 3-time All-American at SC, Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame. But you don't get those guys anymore because the snappers, the holders, and the kickers need to work so much during practice. And in those days, they didn't get to do it, you know. And I think it's all kind of – because it keeps improving all the time. But like you said, now it's off the charts. I mean, it's crazy good now. I think what the heck the league averages, you know, like I said, Martin Anderson and Stenerud are in the Hall of Fame, and the league averages well over what, you know, those guys did, and they were great. You know, they were great. So it's improving. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's improving.
Bobby, one of the things, too, is don't you think head coaches and general managers spend a little bit more time on special teams now than they ever have before? Because I think at one time, That was not the case. And I think this is recent now. They had coaches kind of, special teams was almost a throwaway situation. They always had coaches that emphasized special teams. I remember Dick Vermeil did a lot of it because Dick was a former special teams coach with the Rams under George Allen. But I think part of this evolving of the kicking game has to do with, I think, general managers and head coaches having a better idea of how that can help you win a game or win games.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's been a couple of things in there where I think Vermeil, well, George Allen, I think, was the real pioneer where he emphasized it so much. You know, and everything I know, I was around Coach Allen when he was at Long Beach State. Believe it or not, he, after his pro career, he coached at Long Beach State, and I was at USC at the time, so they were right down the street, really. And I got to visit him a lot, and he was a unique guy, but he really emphasized it. And, you know, Marv Levy and Dick Vermeil were two of the first special teams coaches ever in the NFL. They used to have a position coach, like when Jerry Glanville was a position coach, he coached the secondary and the special teams. And Vermeil and Marv Levy. And Marv Levy just made 100 years old.
That's
couple
unbelievable.
Years. Isn't that something?
That is unbelievable. And he looks good for his 100 years old. My God.
Yeah. And, he's a health-conscious guy. So everybody out there, start eating a little bit better. But anyway, I think those guys really changed the landscape. And then I think the success that Bill Belichick was a special teams coach too. He got, you know, he really made his bones as a defensive coordinator.
Definitely appreciate the time, Bobby. April, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL. Great insights. We appreciate your stories.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it, man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Going to take a break here on Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. When we get back, we'll talk to author Richard Petrie and his book, Sudden Death, The Green Bay Packers and the Baltimore Colts and the NFL 1965. Coming back with more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill for weekend kickoff. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettillier, and happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle Richard Petrie Jr., author of Sudden Death, The Green Bay Packers, Baltimore Colts, and the NFL 1965. Thanks so much for the time, Richard. How you been doing?
Steve, I've been doing super. How about you guys?
We are doing awesome.
Great. Richard, thanks for the book. It is really good. And so if you want to check out a piece of history, man, you got to get this book, and it is really terrific. And I was just a kid. Steve was covering the NFL back in 65 instead of me, Richard. So I was just a little kid at that time. So, but I do know how pivotal 1965 is, because when you think about it, you fighting kind of two battles here. The sports battle, it was the last year before the AFL-NFL championship game, which is now the Super Bowl. You had a young Don Shula with the Colts and Vince Lombardi and the Packers. I told you this. Imagine this combination of how it changed pro football. They hit in 65 all together. Joe Namath, Dick Butkus, Gale Sayers, Bob Hayes. Bob Hayes was the 1964 fastest man in the world, Olympic champ. The Cowboys picked him, and then he comes in the league in 65. And, Jack, if you thought you were going to go one-on-one with Bob Hayes, good luck. Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. So George Allen invented the multiple zone defenses because of Bob Hayes. They didn't have nobody that could cover Bob Hayes one-on-one downfield. And it was the first year of the TV contract AFL had signed with NBC, which gave the owners money. But then on the political world, where the world is spinning kind of on its axis real hard, that the civil rights movement happening, the Cold War, the Vietnam War is fixing to really blow. The space exploration, which was really huge. If you didn't live in that time, you don't understand how big that was. We went a little year past the JFK assassination. But it was TV that really changed everything, because now, by 1965, TV was in 94% of the households in America, and football was built for television.
Mike, you're absolutely correct as far as that. And, you know, something interesting is that as far as 1965, the NFL hired Lou Harris to do a polling as far as the popularity of sports in the country. And Lou Harris delivered his memo to the NFL in October of 1965. And what he wrote was that as of that time, pro football had surpassed Major League Baseball as the most popular sport in the country. And at the end of his memo, he said something to the effect that, and as far as the potential of pro football, it's hardly been tapped. And and that was just so true.
Richard, just think of it. It's also the last year of Jim Brown. And, man, my dad would talk about Jim Brown. And, you know, like the NFL played, and Jim Brown was ahead of all of them. The only other guy he put in that category was Otto Graham, automatic Otto, with the Cleveland Browns back in the 50s. But to think about, this was the last year of Jim Brown, had a great season. I think he had been in the league 8 years by 1965. And then he goes through the Dirty Dozen in Europe, and Art Modell says, hey, you got to come back to the States or I'll start finding you. What? Jim Brown was, man, to hell with you. I'm making much more money making movies than I am playing football. You can cram that football up the backside. I'm not playing anymore. And but to think 65 was the last year of Jimmy Brown and what he meant to this league.
And yes, Jim Brown, he made the Dirty Dozen in 1966, right after the 65 season. But, you know, something I talk about in the book, and you've talked about this, Mike, is that as far as the 1965 season, it was very much a transition year. It was a bridge year between old and new. And as you said, 65, it turned out to be Jim Brown's last season. But it was also, it was, you know, the last year before the merger, which was in June of 1966, last year before Common Draft, last year before the Super Bowl. It was a last year where Green Bay had a backfield that featured at times Jimmy Taylor and Paul Hornung. It was the rookie year for Butkus and Sayers in Chicago. It was the last year before the real emergence of the Dallas Cowboys. So it was very much that transition year. And what I tried to do in the book is I tried to tell a story of the 1965 season through the Western Conference race between Green Bay and Baltimore. And when you think about those two teams, you know, on the sidelines, you had, you know, on one side you had Vince Lombardi, and on the other side you had Don Shula. But on the field, those teams had 16 future members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 16. It's just a staggering number.
No question about it. And the fact that did they play three times that year? Because I know they played the overtime game, which got Green Bay in they became the, you know, the NFL champion. But how many times did they play in 65, the Colts and the Packers? Was it three?
Mike, they played three times, and the sudden death game was the playoff game. And it was played, it was the day after Christmas in 1965.
And that was a controversial game. And if you wanted the Jeopardy question, tell me the two quarterbacks that were playing for the Colts and the Packers that day. And it wouldn't have been who you thought.
No, you're absolutely right about that. You know, it was Gronkowski and Tom Matte. As far as it being a controversial game, they still talk about that in Baltimore, believe me.
That field goal.
It was the field goal by Don Chandler. And it's interesting, if you look at the video, and the film is not conclusive, but it does seem that the kick was wide. But on the field, though, Chandler turned his back to the ball in apparent disgust. And you can see there were two Baltimore players on the field, and they're waving their arms to the right, and they've started celebrating. But Jim Tunney called it good. So,
man, I've seen that a lot of times. I've never seen one time that it looked good to me in any of those times. But it was, you know, it was a different time, different world, and that basically you were talking about NBC, CBS had those games. This is before Monday Night Football. ABC had lost the AFL to the NBC network, but NBC did junket the money to keep the AFL's heart beating, and that literally led to the merger, because once Neighbor signed that deal with the Jets, man, we've had so many people tell us that was it. That basically forced the merger, because now you had this star player in New York in Sonny Werblin, who was a great manipulator of television and getting his guys on. That sort of changed the tide and really led to the merger.
Well, absolutely. When the AFL signed that contract with NBC, the AFL was then too big to fail. And the NFL owners knew that. And the interesting thing there is that Pete Rozelle, he wanted to fight. He did not want to merge. And it was the one time that the NFL owners decided to act with or without the approval of Pete Rozelle.
Here's the crazy part. I think most people may have an idea, but the commissioner of the AFL, Al Davis gave up the job as head coach of the Raiders to become the commissioner, and Al was, I'm going to take them down. I'm going to sign every top player from the NFL, especially top quarterback. But you know who told me that initially? Mike Ditka. Mike had a deal done
And Mike was, okay, man, I get a call out of the blue from Al Davis, and he's wanting me to sign a future contract to the AFL. And he said, you know, my contract would have ended after the 66 season. So he said, I had to wait. He said, man, and all of us are shocked. Our money's gone now. I mean, that contract is worthless once they signed the merger deal.
Yes, and I didn't know about Mike Ditka. That's a great story. But as far as Al Davis going after the NFL quarterbacks, that was absolutely the case because there were tentative agreements with Roman Gabriel and John Brody.
Whoa. Richard, tell everybody a little bit about how they can order the book. I know you have a book signing in Baton Rouge fairly soon, I think in the fall, but tell everybody exactly how they can order. And listen, I've read it. It is tremendous. Once I got it in, that was it for me. It took me a little over a day, but it was a tremendous book. And it's Sudden Death, the Green Bay Packers, the Baltimore Colts, and the NFL 1965. Richard, tell everybody how they can order the book.
Mike, I certainly appreciate your kind words. Certainly through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And also, I now have a website up and running, and it's suddendeath1965.com. And there's information on there as far as appearances, excerpts, and also as far as how the book can be purchased.
And we're going to have to get Andrus and Dan to take us out to lunch again.
Absolutely.
Steve?
Definitely appreciate the time, Richard. Thank you so much. And definitely look forward to borrowing Mike's book and reading it.
Steve, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll return with even more at the Treasure Chest Casino right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk with Cajun Cannon, not in the house this evening, but we'll be back Saturday morning for pregame coverage.
You're going to wake him up for
the countdown to kickoff at 10 a.m. You know it. He'll be ready to roll. Preseason finale in the Dome. We know we got word today from head coach Kellen Moore, Mike, that Spencer Rattler will be getting the start in the game. It sure seems like we're inching closer and closer to him being named the starter for week one.
Put it to you this way, it would be a surprise if he wasn't.
He would have to completely bomb in this finale.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Because, again, Bob and I have talked about this many times. This may end up being, if you watch the Patriots last year, they early on went with the veteran.
Right.
Not that Spencer Rattler's got the time in the league that Jacoby Brissett had, but they went with Jacoby. And then after, I think it was the fifth game, they handed the baton to Drake May and said, okay, kid, get out there and mess up and we'll ride you. And when you watch Drake May early last year, man,
he wasn't pretty, right?
He was El Stinko.
Right.
He was not good. But by the end of the year, Drake May had started to get some footing.
And looked like, oh, the Patriots got something
there.
They
got something there. Right. It wasn't because what happened with Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud, that's an anomaly in the NFL. Really, really is. You're not going to see that every year. Some guy takes over. And even I could throw Bo Nix in that. But Bo, he wasn't real good early in the season either.
Right.
You know, the thing with Coach Payton was, don't screw it up. You know, because he called him Ferris Bueller. Okay, he's just like Ferris Bueller. He's always looking to get himself into trouble somewhere, some kind of way. And by the end of the season, you saw a different Bo Nix. Totally, totally different guy. I'm interested to watch what happens with J.J. McCarthy. Okay, because he didn't play at all last year.
You didn't see not a lick from
snap,
him, right?
Nothing. And also, too, with Caleb Williams. And his progress now with Ben Johnson in Chicago. Boy, if it's anything like what we saw Sunday night, man, did they hit the power switch on that one. Again, it's preseason, and so again, the mirage. But boy, he looked really good throwing the football.
Going to take a break here on Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Come right back, wrap things up, talk a little about what we're looking for in the Saturday preseason finale for the Black and Gold. Stay tuned right after this on WWL Saints Radio. I want to remind you folks that today at 7, coming up right after us here at the Treasure Chest Casino, we're just a little over a week away from LSU's season opener at Clemson. How the Tigers prepare for the other Tigers in hostile territory. Don't miss the first Brian Kelly show of the season with LSU head coach Brian Kelly and also the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. That's tonight at 7 on the home of LSU football, WWL, and the free Odyssey app. Meanwhile, Saturday, Mike, we've got Saints, the preseason finale, hosting Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. Should be interesting against the defense that really got after the quarterback, and we know the Saints O-line has shown mighty struggles so far.
All I know is the first two preseason games I'll watch, man, the Broncos tilt the field on defense. Mm. Man, they get after you. And it's not just the first team unit, man, the second and third team units. Man, they got speed, they got talent across the board.
63 sacks last season.
they getting after you. And I wouldn't be surprised they come up with a new deal for Nick Bonito right before the season started. He was the breakout guy last year.
Right.
You know, because, okay, he had flashed it a little bit, and then all of a sudden last year he became a terror. And, man, you got to give a lot of credit, too, to Vance Joseph. You know, a guy right from the city and what he was able to do. And things didn't work out for him as a head coach. But, man, he's been a terrific defensive coordinator for Coach Payton. And I do know from other defensive coordinators that have worked with Coach Payton, he lets them run that side of the ball. He don't get it involved with it. That's their baby, and his baby's on offense.
A lot of former Black and Gold members over there, too, from players and coaches.
Yeah. A lot of coaches, for sure. Man, a lot of them there. And the familiarity, and I think when you move around, you bring in people that know that what Sean wants.
Thanks to Charlie Long, Luke Augusta, for Mike D'Atelier. I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.